As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, January the 18th. Let's start off with three sixes. 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracle broadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news and lots of that, hard facts certainly. And we generally advance a workable solution from time to time as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, listen live on air, or carry it with you on your mobile phone. And from around America and around the world, call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Email us to send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And boy, did I get a bunch of nice email over the weekend. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. Again, that's BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. If you don't have that, or if you lose that, you can certainly go up on the OracleHomepage.com website, go to the show archives, and you can click on a couple of different ways of contacting me there. Anyway, it's there. It's always there for you. It should never be a problem to get a hold of me. I'm one of the most accessible people on the net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. That's my mailing address. Feel free to use it. And a big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. This morning, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll talk about that a bit, as well as other things. Let's go into some of those other things. A lot of talk about the UN occupation, the United States occupation, military occupation in Haiti, the earthquake, all that rescue stuff continues. We'll talk about that. We'll also bring up an article I found rather interesting sent to me by one of our listeners. An Israeli firm is marketing mobile phone archival technology, something that your local police department may have soon. G7 ducks attention and dons duck parkas. We'll go up to northern frozen Arctic Canada and talk about the G7 meeting coming up. Harvard recognizes a decade of disruption. That'll be in the news as well. If we have time in the second hour, we might get into the history of law, the lawsuit, the cast of characters, selected readings in law, and of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to the market report for Monday. Of course, the markets are closed. U.S. markets are closed today. However, we are not impacted by that. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Monday, January the 18th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But again, those markets are closed today. But the gold markets never close. Spot markets, well, they open and close, but we're talking global here, folks. The gold market this morning up so far on the day, $2.90, trading at $1,132.90. The silver market moves up. The price of silver up 23 cents a troy ounce, moving at $18.62 just before airtime. Platinum moves up 17 bucks, the big winner on the day so far, $1,617 an ounce. And palladium flat in early trading at $453 an ounce. We'll pick it all up right there and begin again after this brief commercial intermission. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Cordy Howe from Cordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Monday, Moonday, January the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Become D Live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, indeed, in fact, my name remains William Roberts. Let's go back into that market report for Monday. Out of New York City, of course, the U.S. markets are all closed today in respect of the Martin Luther King Jr. birthday, I guess. Anyway, we'll talk about him a little bit in a minute. Try and be as civil as I can, civil rights as they are. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We found gold trading up $2.90 an ounce at $1,132.90. Silver up 23 cents. At $18.62 an ounce, platinum moves up $17 at $1,617, and palladium flat at $453 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,132.40 for a low, $1,138.20 for a high, but at $1,132.90, your gold is up year-to-year, $290.60 an ounce for a 34.50% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the price of gold on $1,135.75. You can see we're trading just a bit below that now. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 101 at 10,610. The NASDAQ was off 29 at 2,288. The S&P lost 12 at 1,137. The crude oil this morning up 39 cents per barrel at $78.39 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index today, that trade-weighted basket of currencies, little Timmy's basket of currencies here, he has a little basket, doesn't he? Drops 5 cents this morning, 5 basis points, if you will, at 77.15. And the foreign exchange rates, we can see the Canadian dollar moves up a little bit, 32 basis points, yet still trades at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is up 7 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. You can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop, as we love to say. The euro off 19 basis points, yet trades at $1.44 U.S. So you're going to buy the euros, they're going to cost you $1.44. The British pound is going to cost you $1.63, moving up 26 basis points. And the Swiss franc up 5 basis points still at 98 cents U.S. The U.S. Treasury bond and indebtedness, the bond market this morning, the two-year is running at 0.86% for a yield. The 10-year is at 3.67%, and the 30-year is at 4.58%. Continuing this upward climb in the mortgage markets, the fixed 15-year fixed mortgage moves up from 4.47% a month ago, today at 4.66%, moving towards that 5% mark there in the 15-year. The 30-year moves up from 5.07% a month ago and trades above 5 points right now, 5%. It's at 5.16%. So you just run your amortization tables on that, and you'll see that when you add points and origination fees and all of that, the cost of buying a house is going up, up, up. So they're withdrawing credit, if you will, making credit more scarce as they continue to pump more money into the system. Well, that's what happens when you follow John Maynard Keynes. The Keynesian School of Economics, a flawed system from the beginning, but unfortunately, most of the world runs on the idea that you could actually spend your way into prosperity. Let's go into some of the news for today. This off of Bloomberg. China hot money inflows rise to an 8-month high. This is the article, Bloomberg News, January the 18th. China attracted a total of $48.7 billion of hot money in December. We'll find out what that hot money is at the close of this article. It's brief. The largest amount in 8 months, according to China International Capital Corp, the CICC. The nation's foreign exchange reserves rose $10 billion last month, the smallest increase since November of 2008, according to central bank data released on the 15th. The slower growth reflects adjustments in the values of euro-denominated assets and U.S. treasuries, according to a research note released today by economists at CICC, the first Sino-foreign investment bank. Here's a quote. We estimated the valuation changes led to a $68.9 billion decrease in foreign exchange reserves, close quote, said Ha Jiming, the Hong Kong-based chief economist at CICC. This, here's a quote, this shows the real foreign capital inflows are still rapid. Still rapid. This giant sucking sound is all of the investment in speculator dollars goes into China. A surge in asset prices and speculation the central bank will end the yuan's peg against the dollar have prompted investors to pump money into China. Not pumping money into the United States. The investors are pumping money into China. The government will, quote, appropriately control, close quote, capital inflows. That's what you get in a controlled economy, socialists and capitalists and communist as they are, a controlled economy, they're going to control, appropriately control capital inflows and continue with a clampdown on illegal transfers of funds from abroad. Guan Dao, an official at the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, the nation's currency regulator, said on the 16th, residential and commercial real estate prices in 70 cities climbed 7.8% in December. The fastest pace in 18 months. I guess what we lost, they gained. The National Development and Reform Commission said on January the 14th, the Shanghai Composite Index of shares jumped 80% in 20, 2009. China's foreign exchange reserves, the world's largest, stood at a record of $2.4 trillion at the end of 2009. Official figures show hot money is a term used to describe flows of short-term speculative capital. So again, China attracts a total of $48.7 billion of hot money in December. Well, that's that article off Bloomberg. Here's another rather unusual little twist. For all of the bullhorn boys out there, you're going to have to find a better way to go than this. Arctic Outpost gives Flaherty a chance to heal the G7 split on banks. Rather interesting article. This by Theophilus Argyris. This guy sounds like he's a Greek. January the 18th, Bloomberg. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet, and their group of seven counterparts face few distractions when they meet in an Arctic outpost to rein in diverging policies on the future of bank regulation. Don't imagine they're going to have to worry about the protesters. Won't need any sound cannons here. You're going to have to bring your snowshoes and mucklucks, boys, and be careful about letting your wet lips touch your megaphone at these temperatures. Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty will host G7 finance chiefs and central bankers February the 5th through the 6th in Iqaluit, a town 195 miles south of the Arctic Circle. How's that for insulating yourself against the boisterous boys in black, eh? He says he'll press for more unity after the U.S., U.K., and France impose levies on banks or bonuses, even after a group of 20 leaders in September promised to raise standards altogether. Well, we'll be right back with more from the Arctic Outpost and the G7. Stay with us.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we find the G7 heading off to the Arctic Circle to have their next meeting. I guess they got a little bit too much heat the last time they came together, and so they're going to chill a little bit in the Arctic. And so, continuing from the article, this off Bloomberg, you can find it all there this morning. Quote, we're trying to have a synchronized approach, and clearly some jurisdictions are going in different directions, close quote, Flaherty said in a January 12th interview in Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Land of the polar bears. Swift Current, Saskatchewan. The usurper announced plans this month for a tax on financial institutions to recoup losses from the Troubled Asset Relief Program, also known as TARP, and cut the deficit. A levy, Flaherty has said, Canada won't impose. Of course, we haven't read anything in the news about Barry the Usurper returning $1 million of unearned credit from the Nobel Prize, but I guess he'll just stash that away someplace private. Whatever applies to others doesn't seem to apply to him. The United Kingdom government, the UK government, meanwhile placed a 50% tax on bank employee bonuses of more than £25,000 or $40,400. Of course, there was a lot of box moving and uproar about these taxes. Some people were going to move out of the UK and out of the city of London to conduct their business. I don't know whether those offices have been closed yet or whether it was just a strategic move. Continuing, more certainty and uniformity efforts by Canada, which holds the GA presidency this year. The group of eight, G8, not V8, that's a juice. This is the fruits and nuts variety. Canada, which holds the G8 presidency this year, to narrow differences, come as its bank's executives call for more certainty and uniformity in regulations. This is the Uniform International Law Commission, is what we're really talking about here. Canada's five largest banks, here they are, the Royal Bank of Canada, the Toronto Dominion Bank, the Bank of Nova Scotia, the Bank of Montreal, and Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce are all among North America's 20 largest banks. You take those out, the 15 others, most probably 14 of them are in the U.S., and one might be in Mexico, having largely escaped the credit crisis. All these big banks seem to have largely escaped the credit crisis. Of course, they're living off our credit. Unlike the U.S. and the U.K., Canada didn't require a bailout of its banking industry. The toxic currency didn't impact them. At a conference last week in Toronto, Royal Bank Chief Executive Gordon Nixon, probably no relation to Tricky Dick, called for, quote, fairly straightforward rules that, quote, the marketplace can understand. Well, we'd all rather have some fairly straightforward rules, wouldn't you? Something that we could understand. Well, I wouldn't hold your breath for that. He also said regulations should be universal. And whenever you hear that word, you can just say Catholic. You know, let's call up the Vatican and send out the Black Robe Boys. Figure out something universal here, something totally Catholic for these guys to understand. And they're looking to ensure a level playing field across the system. That's the levelers. Okay, go back and look in England. Look at the levelers. Beginning of English socialism. Having the meeting in Iqaluit will help the G7, Canada, the U.S., Japan, the U.K., France, Germany, and Italy return to its quote-unquote roots of the 1970s and the 1980s when talks were more candid, Flaherty said. It was a return to those roots down at the Creature in Jekyll Island, too. The need for policymakers to convene regularly grew out of the turmoil that followed the abandonment of the Bretton Woods system of fixed currencies and the oil shock of the 70s. The abandonment of Bretton Woods. We reported on that months ago. Frank discussion. The location forces them to be intimate. Couldn't you just see Timmy getting intimate with Jean-Claude Trichet? Jean-Claude. I like your croissants. The location forces them to be intimate. John Curtin, director of the G20 research group of the University of Toronto, said in a telephone interview, quote, they're going to have a frank discussion about realistically what they can do given the internal obstacles they face. Well, I would suggest an enema, gentlemen. The G7 will also discuss ways of encouraging some ASEAN countries to allow their currencies to trade more freely to help resolve global imbalances, Flaherty said on the 15th. Since the G7 finance ministers met last October the 3rd in Istanbul, officials have been increasingly optimistic that a recovery is underway. Trichet said January the 11th that there has been confirmation of the progressive normalization of the global economy. Progressive normalization of the global economy. Do a word study on that concept, would you? Progressive normalization. You might visit with Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com, and see what Vicki might have to share about progressive normalization of the global economy. The MSCI World Index has surged 74% to who cares? Let's continue over here with the fireside chats. Gets a little steamy over here. Canadian organizers are scheduling fireside chats and dog sled rides to encourage bonding. That's right. You heard it here first, folks. The Canadian organizers are scheduling fireside chats and dog sled rides to encourage bonding. Can you imagine? What will they do with their $5,000 suits? Inuit leaders will also hold a traditional feast. Now, if you've never seen one of these things, folks, they're really quite fantastic. They're really a lot of fun. And I'm sure they'll have a great time. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there's just nothing like the Inuit to, you know, like the Tlingit and the other tribes. Well, I grew up in Alaska. These things are really fun. Delegations have been asked to limit their numbers because of lodging constraints in the town of just over 6,000 people. Can you imagine the G7 coming to town in a just below the Arctic Circle village of just over 6,000 people? Canada has prepared contingency plans in case of a blizzard. According to the finance department, the average temperature in Iqaluit, if I'm saying it properly, in February is 29 degrees Celsius below zero, or a minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. February 1979 registered the coldest temperature on record when adjusting for wind chill at a minus 66 degrees Celsius. I've been through winters like that in Fairbanks, Alaska and Nome. To protect the officials, Canada has purchased 38 duck down parkas from Canada Goose Incorporated. I guess they ran out of goose. Maybe if they could control their geese that fly over here and poop in all of our parks, maybe if we shot a few more geese, we'd have enough goose for goose down parkas. But no, they had to purchase 38 duck down parkas from Canada Goose Inc., which also supplies coats to the U.S. Antarctic program. The parkas, which retail for $675 at Paragon Sports Company, LLC in New York, were initially developed for commercial helicopter pilots. Now, I don't know whether these are going to be gifts, or whether these are going to be worn-once parkas that'll come into the local community as, a parka giveaway thing. But at $675 a pop, maybe they would look at these things through a closed window someplace from a warm room. But that's not my decision to make. Quote, our outerwear is the uniform of choice in the coldest places on Earth, close quote, said Denny Rossi, or Rice, president of the Toronto-based company who showcased the jackets for Flaherty. That's top news, folks. The meeting will be the first since finance chiefs agreed in October to meet less and issue fewer statements as the larger group of 20 becomes the main arena for setting economic policy. Well, that's the most important sentence in the whole drill. G7 takes a back seat to the G20. Well, they're meeting in the Arctic. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again. There's still plenty of room in our intimate little homeschool classroom. You won't need your parkers this morning, but we could certainly use a few more people in the back. There's still a few chairs. So maybe you could send out an email to your friends and say, hey, listen to this guy named William Roberts. He's got this broadcast in the mornings from 9 until 11 on Oracle. And, maybe you ought to give him a shout out. Give him a check it out. You know, send him a link. You know, go back and find a favorite broadcast of yours out of the archives and just cut, copy, and paste and send the link out to somebody. We could certainly use a few more people in the back of the room. After all, we're paying to heat this place. We might as well take advantage of it. Back to the Orwellian Newspeak School. This out of the harvardbusiness.org, harvardbusiness.org, this you can find up on Bloomberg as well, an article by Scott Anthony that's titled The Disruptors of the Decade. Well, disruption, let's find out a little bit first from the dictionary. What is disruption all about? What is to disrupt? It's to break up, to break apart, to interrupt because of a breakdown. A breakdown. It's not like breakdancing, it's breakdown. Well, it's like a hoedown. I guess they could do a breakdown in Manhattan. But anyway, is Newspeak, the disruptors of the decade. Well, you know, if you were disrupting a public meeting, certainly you'd get tased or hauled out and put in jail. if you get an overnight, 24-hour or 72-hour hold. But I guess disrupting is becoming something popular. It's certainly popular among the Ivy Leagues. This, again, from the HarvardBusiness.org. Near the end of December, this is Scott Anthony writing here, created a survey with a single question. Quote, which companies do you think have done the best job of driving growth through disruption? Now, here's his definition of disruption. Transforming what exists or creating what doesn't through simplicity, convenience, affordability, or accessibility between 2000 and 2009. Now, please, make a note of that. And the next time somebody gives you jazz about disrupting a meeting, just let them know how vogue it is, after all. Here's a survey done by Scott Anthony out of Harvard. Harvard, we're just trying to be Ivy League here today. That's why we're disrupting this meeting. Anyway, let's hear a little bit more about it. It says more than 3,000 individuals nominated, close to 300 different organizations or individuals for this award. I sifted through the nominations, he writes, and identified the most frequent nominations in three categories: established high technology companies, established non-technology companies, and emerging companies, at least as of 2000. I then turned to a handful of disruptive experts to get their perspectives. Maybe I need to revisit the Harvard, the law school, and the other web pages for Harvard and see if they're teaching courses on disruption. They might be. After all, Cass Sunstein is in power now. We'll go into him in a little bit, perhaps. More than 3,000 individuals again. I wish I had that many people on my email list. But here's the results. Established high technology companies. Who is the most disruptive high technology company on this survey? Well, that was Apple. And then Cisco Systems came in as a runner-up, and the other finalists were Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Microsoft, and Dell. So when you're accused of disrupting a meeting, just let them know that you're copying Apple, Cisco Systems, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Microsoft, and Dell. It's the wave of the future, my man. Apple was probably, not surprisingly, the reader's most nominated company. More than 800 readers individually named the Cupertino Colossus who drove disruption in music with their iPod, their 6Pod, their iPod, mobile phone, the iPhone, the 6Phone, and retailers' markets, branded company stores. As one of my experts said, quote, Apple is the iconic. There's your eye again. What's with these eyes? The iconic company of the decade. Icons. Icons. So we get down and we worship on our knees. Apple and Cisco and Hewlett-Packard and IBM. HAL, the big computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Microsoft and Dell. Established non-high technology companies. Well, the winner there was clearly Walmart. Another one of these disruptors. The runner-up was Verizon, and the other nominations were Dow Corning. Who can even remember Dow Corning? But, of course, flat plate, one of those things, TVs. I think they make the screens. General Electric. Goldman Sachs makes the list, and Ford tagging along the bottom there. Dow Corning received the most nominations in this group by a wide margin. Of course, about 80% of the nominations came from the same Internet protocol address, which might trace back to Dow Corning. I guess they figured out how to manipulate polls as well. Okay. So that's not to dismiss Dow Corning's excellent decade. The company's low-cost, X-diameter distribution model. X-diameter. What is that? X-diameter distribution model is a case study example of how companies can create growth through business model innovation. Now, you might go up on Bloomberg and jump onto this article and click on that hot link, low-cost X-diameter distribution model. Be interesting. Maybe you could adapt that to your blacksmith shop or your woodworking shop. But Walmart was the winner in this category. The company earned points for continuing to drive disruption in a range of different categories. As one of my experts noted, quote, the move from boots to suits has given them the ability to master change so they can keep disrupting. Ford could be an interesting one to watch over the next few years with its strategy of creating small cars that are built on global platforms. Well, that explains it. Small cars built on global platforms. Why, they're not very interesting to me. Emerging companies, winner, Google, runner-up, Amazon. Other nominations, eBay, Research in Motion, Facebook, and Netflix. My own bias at the start of this contest was that Amazon deserved to take the crown as the overall disruptor of the decade. What impresses me so much about the company is the diversity of its disruptions. There are disruptions for every man, a disruption for every situation. As Christensen told me, quote, the thing about Amazon is it isn't just retailing. It is what it's doing to publishing and web services, disrupting them. I think it's very well positioned to be an integrated provider that makes cloud computing simple. What on earth is cloud computing? Still, it's hard to argue with Google's disruptive success over the 2000. Google has brought new consumption of information that was previously inaccessible to the masses, one expert commented, and I think we've only seen the beginning as they try to own and integrate all of our information needs. As Google tries to own and integrate all of our information needs. Facebook is the newest company on the list. One of my experts said he expects Facebook to be acquired. What does that mean? Somebody going to buy Facebook? But if it survives, it would be this decade's disruptor. What's next? As the 2010s begin, my guess is that the disruptive titans of the next decade are more likely than not to, one, come from outside the United States. 100% of the shortlisted nominations were U.S.-based companies, though European and Asian companies received a number of nominations. That won't be true when we run the competition in 2020. They will likely be in healthcare, education, or clean tech. These three industries are screaming for disruptive innovation. Yeah, that's right. We'll have some disruption at the local hospital. In your schoolrooms. Or clean tech, that would be sweeping, cleaning, mops and buckets, all right. And the innovators that deliver the disruptive goods are well positioned to create massive success stories. And, finally, they will originate from established companies. Admittedly, some of the nominations in the established non-high technology companies left a bit to be desired, but expect old-line incumbents to increasingly figure out how to use disruptive innovation to their advantage. Maybe we'll be hearing something new from William Jefferson Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush about how to be disruptive innovatively to their advantage. And thanks, he says, and closes the article, to everyone who participated in picking the disruptor of the decade. Well, that's what you get in higher education today, folks. That's Harvard. 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 Well, it is Martin Luther King Jr.'s Day. Here's a little blurb I yanked off the internet about Martin Lucifer, or Luther King Jr. You know, it was really quite a revolution when they made a big deal out of Martin Luther King Jr. They typically, all around Seattle and Northwest area and other places that I've been, typically they would name a boulevard or a parkway after him. And so they had to come around and invent these new signs that were 23 feet long to be the street name. Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. It took about 16 feet to put that on a sign. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment. So much for Wall Street.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forty Hal from Kordak Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we have returned once again, getting a little bit of a sidebar from our IT staff. Apparently, they're more knowledgeable on these things than I am. But the idea of cloud computing, I guess, is a place for us to store all of our archives. It's a virtual storage device. That's what clouds are. Of course, they're completely transparent in modern-day computing, so if you want to keep something simple, I would suggest keeping it in the dirt rather than in the clouds. But if you're out there today and you're enjoying a day off, you know, enjoying Martin Luther King Day, at least you can be thankful for that. Here's a little bit about Martin. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights leader, 1929 to 1968. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January the 15th, 1929, at his family home in Atlanta, Georgia. King was an eloquent Baptist minister and the leader of the civil rights movement in America from the mid-1950s until his death by assassination in 1968. King promoted nonviolent means to achieve civil rights reform and was awarded the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts, of course. If you happen to live in and around Berkeley, California in those days, you would probably have had the opportunity to get on board buses, as all of the Berkeleyites were making pilgrimages down there to march along with the good doctor. and get water cannoned and barked at by German shepherds and those sorts of things. But it was really quite the movement. It attracted a lot of those rich white folk from the coast to go over and participate along with the good doctor here, Martin Luther King. Well, at his seminary, you really do need to check that out, King became acquainted with Mohandas Gandhi's philosophy of nonviolent social protest. On a trip to India in 1959, King met with followers of Gandhi and probably got his first Nehru jacket. Well, maybe not, but the Beatles did. During these discussions, he became more convinced than ever that nonviolent resistance was the most potent weapon available to oppressed people in their struggle for freedom. Tell that to the Haitians. Yeah. As a pastor of a Baptist church in Montgomery, Alabama, King led a black bus boycott. Want to boycott all those black buses. He and 90 others were arrested and indicted under the provisions of a law making it illegal to conspire to obstruct the operation of a business. King and several others were found guilty, but appealed their case. But it certainly attracted their attention to themselves, and I think he was recruited into the CIA shortly after that. As the bus boycott dragged on, King was gaining a national reputation. The ultimate success of the Montgomery bus boycott made King a national hero. Dr. King's 1963 letter from Birmingham jail inspired a growing national civil rights movement in Birmingham. The goal was to completely end the system of segregation in every aspect of public life. Stores, no separate bathrooms and drinking fountains, etc., and in job discrimination. Also, in 1963, King led a massive march on Washington, D.C., where he delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech, paving the way for Barry the Usurper to take office. King's tactics of nonviolence, sit-ins, protest marches, etc., had put civil rights squarely on the national agenda. And believe you me, the Berkeleyites picked up on this idea of sit-ins and protest marches, and throughout the Vietnam War era, and in schools, universities, and college campuses all across America, there were sit-ins, protest marches, and all manner of disruptions. On April the 4th, 1968, King was shot by James Earl Ray, while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. Don't ask him what he was doing in the motel and who he was with. He was only 39 at the time of his death. Dr. King was turning his attention to a nationwide campaign to help the poor at the time of his assassination. He was turning his attention to lots of things at that time. He had never wavered in his insistence that nonviolence must remain the central tactic of the civil rights movement, nor in his faith that everyone in America would someday attain equal justice. Well, here it is, right out of Title 42 USC, an outcome of Dr. Martin Luther King's work. Chapter 21, Section 1981, Equal Rights Under the Law. Part A, Statement of Equal Rights. All persons within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to make and enforce contracts, to sue, to be parties in action, give evidence, and to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and property as is enjoyed by white citizens, and shall be subject to light punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind, and to no other be. Make and enforce contracts defined. For purposes of this section, the term make and enforce contracts includes the making, performance, modification, and termination of contracts, and the enjoyment of all benefits, privileges, terms, and conditions of the contractual relationship, and C, protection against impairment. The rights protected by this section are protected against impairment by non-governmental discrimination and impairment under the color of state law. So once again, your equal rights, folks. Just like the white boy, now the Negro shall be subject to the like punishments, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, exactions of every kind, and to no other. Well, I guess that was a real step forward. Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much. We've talked about the disruptors. Let's go into a little bit more here. I want to get into this particular article, and then we'll talk about Haiti in the next hour. This, I got an email bringing to my attention this very peculiar product. And let's see if I've got it here. Where is this? Well, let's see. Did I print that out? I must have printed it out. Here it is. Starts here. Several pages to this. This is a headline news out of the Columbia, Missouri.com newspaper. The Columbia, Missouri, that's where the Columbia is where the University of Missouri is, one of them. The Boone County Sheriff's Department to receive new investigative device. Now, this is going to be interesting. Pay attention. Tuesday, January the 12th, 2010. Jonathan Steppenhoff writes this, Columbia, the ability to peer deep into cellular phones and other mobile devices soon will become part of the Boone County Sheriff's Department's investigatory arsenal. You might have heard about this, some of you perhaps, others may not. Found it rather interesting. The department will spend $3,999. Come on, Jonathan, just round it up. Let's say it right. The department will spend $4,000, probably plus tax and delivery, on a gizmo that carries an extravagant name. The Universal Forensics Extraction Device, or the UFED, is manufactured by Cellbrite, a leading company in the transfer and backup of mobile content. It also sells UFEDs to law enforcement agencies worldwide, according to Cellbrite's website. I'll spell it out for you if you have your notepads handy. Cellbrite, Cellbrite. You might want to check out that website. I did, and I'm going to share with you a little bit of what I found while visiting that website. The Boone County Commission approved the purchase Tuesday morning. $4,000, my friends, for what appears to be a cheap Chinese piece of plastic crap and some attachments. The Mid-Missouri Internet Crimes Task Force... You might have one of those in mid-Texas and mid a lot of places, no doubt. The Mid-Missouri Internet Crimes Task Force, Internet Crimes now, will use the device to copy cell phone data, including phone numbers, contacts, pictures, videos, text messages, call logs, and even some information the phone owner thinks had been deleted that might be useful in investigations. The UFED is a, quote, known device in forensics investigation tools, close quote. Detective Tracy, not Dick Tracy, but Detective Tracy Perkins of the task force said. The Mid-Missouri Internet Crimes Task Force focuses much of its resources on child exploitation, doing it all for the children, serving Boone and the seven surrounding counties. Perkins said the device will be used by the task force laboratory in a wide variety of investigations. Well, we'll see the width and the depth of that on the other side of this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome to our back to our Monday, January the 18th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and solutions for you each and every day. Going into a rather lengthy article here, probably cover most of it. This in regards to this Boone County Sheriff's Department receiving new investigative devices. I think you'll find it rather interesting to discover just what is a universal forensics extraction device for a UFED. They run about $4,000 a pop. And apparently this county sheriff's department has the money to do that. Of course, they will be getting that on a grant, no doubt about that. But let's go into it further. The Mid-Missouri Internet Crimes Task Force, again, focuses much of its resources on child exploitation. I don't know whether they're in support of child exploitation or they're trying to stop it, but they don't say here. Serving Boone and seven surrounding counties. That's your multi-jurisdictional task force, by the way. Seven counties blurring the lines between municipalities and the county ofs, so on and so forth. Pooling their resources and their manpower so they can swarm in with half tracks and machine guns in the middle of the night and crash into your door and take your cell phone and dissect it. Well, cell phone privacy issues all depend on the case, Perkins said, with written permission of the user. Is that your signature on the bottom of the ticket, maybe? I think it might be. Investigators can access the phone. Without it, without your written permission, they would have to get permission from the courts. That ought to take about 15 minutes. They probably have a Xerox machine near the back door just for that purpose, just to photograph the document and hand it out. The UFED is about the size of a desk phone, operating as a standalone unit or tethered to a computer, like the one in the patrol car, the cruiser out front. The device comes with a host of cables to plug into nearly 2,000 mobile devices, or 95% of all marketed cell phones, according to Cellbrite's website. This device comes with a host of cables, leaving no stone unturned as they peer into your private life. The purchase is part of requirements. Underline that word now, for the multi-jurisdiction cybercrime grant. In other words, if you want to get the multi-jurisdiction cybercrime grant, one of the requirements is that you'll have to purchase this $4,000 unit. So the federal government is not only telling you what you must buy, but who you must buy it from. And in a moment, we're going to find out who they're supporting with this grant, which provides federal money through the Missouri Department of Public Safety, according to the county purchase request. The Universal Forensics Extraction Device, or the UFED, is manufactured by Cellbrite, a leading company in the transfer and backup of mobile content. The Mid-Missouri Internet Crimes Task Force will use the device to copy cell phone data that might be useful in its investigations. And this, the end of Jonathan Steppenhoff's article. He leaves out a little bit of valuable information that I ferreted out on my own. This off of the website for Cellbrite, talking about Cellbrite mobile synchronization. Cellbrite's unique relationship with mobile handset manufacturers and unique relationship enables us to provide content transfer and data synchronization support for even the newest mobile phone and PDA models, often before their launch date. Buddy, they got you before you went to the store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies. This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and as a frequent reminder, out of The Road to Serfdom by F.A. Hayek, we find this quotation: those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither their liberty nor their safety, attributed, of course, as you recall, to Benjamin Franklin. But we also, from Henry Adams, know that law disappears as a priori principle and gives place to force. Morality becomes police, and disintegration overcomes integration. Henry Adams, that was out of Lewis Mumford's Urban Renewal, Home Remedies for Urban Cancers. And there's more. But let's go back to this Cellbright mobile synchronization, finding out a little bit more about this company. Cellbright products are exclusive in-store transfer solution for Verizon Wireless, Singular Wireless, U.S. Cellular, Metro PCS, Western Wireless, Cricket, Telstra, Cellcom, and other leading providers of the cellular phone industry. Their products are continuously upgraded for compatibility with new cell phones and PDAs before they are introduced to the market, enabling cell phone operators, shops, and retailers to offer mobile phone replacements and upgrades immediately. So I guess they download the contents of your cell phone or PDA, and they can put it in the new product that you're buying as you recycle the old one. Cellbright provides carrier-grade standalone solutions for points of sale and repair centers that allow the simple transfer of handset content between a wide range of cellular phones, smartphones, and PDAs. Maybe you've got one PDA or a cell phone and you want to transfer all of the data from one to the other, and boy, it would be such a burden if you had to do it by hand. So you can just use this little technology. See, what you're basically doing is you're buying the chains that will then be used to bind you down. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety, deserving neither their liberty nor their safety. It's all for your convenience, isn't it? Cellbright is proud to provide mobile phone data transfer solutions and mobile phone synchronization, backup, and restoration services to more than 40,000 clients around the world. If you'd like to learn more about what Cellbright does, please contact us. We look forward to showing you the UME cell phone data transfer series can be incorporated in your business and open up new avenues of business opportunities. Well, there's more about that in the article. But I found it rather intriguing to take a look at some of their executive team. Here's Cellbright. Of course, they do have a U.S. office. But who is their company CEO? Well, his name is Ron Serber. And Ron provides both external and internal technology leadership for Cellbright. He leads Cellbright's development in the fields of mobile phone synchronization software and hardware and is responsible for the development of the UME series. Mr. Serber joined Cellbright's executive team in 2001. He came to Cellbright from the Pegasus Technologies, where he served as the director of software development and as a consultant to telecommunications companies. Mr. Serber's reputation for excellence began in university, where he graduated magna cum laude with a B.S. in computer science and statistics from Tel Aviv University, Israel, and received a practical engineering degree with honors in electronics and computers from Shingalovsky University College in Israel. Yossi Carmil, company CEO at Cellbright, Yossi Carmil provides the leadership for the company's international marketing and sales activities and heads the company's efforts to further its involvement as a service provider to the cellular and mobile communications industry. Mr. Carmil joined Cellbright in 2004, bringing with him 10 years of international business experience. His professional expertise was developed from his years at the marketing and sales director of ITS Telecom in Europe and as a commercial manager for Siemens in Israel. He holds an MBA from the Ludwig Maximilianus University in Munich, Germany. Then there's Aviad Afrat. He's the CEO for the USA. Aviad Afrat has been CEO of Cellbright USA, Inc. since its inception in 1999. Under his leadership, Cellbright is now positioned as the primary supplier of phone book synchronization solutions. Aviad began his successful career with a bachelor in political science from the University of Haifa, Israel. He later founded and became the CEO of a successful jewelry manufacturing enterprise with production facilities in South Africa and Israel, marketing facilities in the U.S. Then there's Eilert Steinberg, CFO. versatile and accomplished Ilek Steinberg oversees finance, operations, legal, and investor relations. I was almost to say retaliations would be close. For Salbright, Mr. Steinberg holds a CBA, a CPA, and MBA from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and has more than 10 years' experience as CFO and controller of VC, blah, blah, blah. And then there's, can't leave out Dror Haliva, the business development and project manager. Dror Haliva joined Salbright in 2005, bringing with him 10 years of global experience in the communications industry, specializing in PBX peripherals, OTA solutions, sync ML data synchronization, cellular gateways, and access controls. Mr. Oliva communicates and works closely with technology partners in order to establish premium solutions for Salbright's customers. Mr. Oliva focuses on corporate strategy. The future of technology ensures that Salbright's services are one step ahead of the business requirements of our customers in the mobile and cellular communications industry. And Yuval Autumn joined Salbright in January of 2007, bringing with him 20 years of purchasing and operations management in the communications industry, such as Simair, Unitronics, Ensemble, and Celerica, and he holds his Bachelor of Arts in Mathematics and Computer Sciences from Tel Aviv University. So at $4,000 a pop, paid for with federal grants, we're buying these little devices to peer into your past. We're going to protect the children by finding out what you've been texting and what little movies you might have on your cell phone or PDA. That's right. That's right, boys and girls. That's what's going to be happening. You know, Haiti's in the news, still is in the news. I don't know, man, how many of you have taken a look at your atlases to find out a little bit about Haiti in the West Indies here. But Haiti, of course, and the Dominican Republic are joined. They occupy a big island, one of the big islands, and it may very well have been the island that Cristobal Colombo stepped out onto, possibly. Haiti, the Dominican Republic, drove his staff into the ground, his spear, no doubt, the spear of destiny, and claimed this land for the crown. Isabel, oh my goodness, anyway. So where is Haiti? Well, Haiti, according to the map here, looks like it's probably less than 50 miles from Cuba, and it is only about 75 or 80 miles, as a crow flies, to Guantanamo Bay. Of course, you can fly from Miami to Haiti in minutes, really. I don't know what all this claptrap about refueling is concerned. Any airplane could fly down to Haiti and back without a refueling, but, you know, there's a lot of noise. Haiti is also rather strategically located, it is running just about 683 miles from the northern end of the Panama Canal. Seems to be interlocked and interlinked. It's close to Colombia, all of the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and Miami. Haiti. Well, there's a lot to say about Haiti. We'll say it in a moment. Stay with us.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And before we continue our little study on the West Indies here in Haiti, I'll just remind you all that there is still some room in the back of the classroom for a few more, and there's a couple of empty chairs down front, so please call your friends, email them, let them know that the broadcast is now playing. We're live on air, and your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065, and there is room on the phone board for you. Back to our article here. Actually, I'm working right out of an old-time Hammond World Atlas, 1978, and 1978 in Haiti, which, by the way, has 10,694 square miles, and at the rate we're going, we'll be able to have 40 or 50 troops for every square mile of that entire country soon. The largest, the capital is Port-au-Prince. Of course, that's where they strategically placed this earthquake. The population in 1978 was 4,867,190 people, and it's probably the same today because the United Nations seems to have a penchant, along with the Haitian police, for massacring its own people. So the population stabilization program has been successful so far, and of course with the latest earthquake news, the population continues to be diminished. The highest point is 8,793 feet, and of course, being an island, the lowest point is mean sea level. And they speak Creole French and French, and if you've looked at any of the YouTube videos that are out there, you'll see that indeed, in fact, they do speak French, and so it's always with subtitles added. And their major religion remains the Marian heresy. They eat the cookie and drink the wine and worship the guy in the fish hat, Roman Catholicism. So with that as a background and understanding that Haitians are really targeted people, it's largely a Negro population. From all of the YouTube videos that I've saw, there were very few other than blacks living there. And the most miserable conditions you can imagine, really. But, you know, hey, think about it. The West Indies, man, the wind's blowing all the time. You know, it's nice and hot. Dig it, you know. Why get all uptight about the house, you know? We're going to be out, you know, in the hood. So it's cool, you know. So like tin shacks, it works fine. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Everybody's got one. Well, most of them are on the ground today. This is the article off Bloomberg. Haitian quake. Haiti's quake boosts long-term risk of Jamaica temblor. Now, I've looked up this word temblor, and it seems to be a new invention. Can't find it in any of my dictionaries at all. But this, I guess, tembler is a way of kind of combining words, some kind of newspeak, between a trembler or tremble or something. But really, it's an earthquake, folks. So don't be confused by tembler. I don't know where they came up with that. Some probably out of the same bin that they got man-made global warming. But January 15th, New News, Bloomberg, Tom Randall, and Meg Turrell write, the magnitude 7 earthquake, they got it right there, that killed as many as 100,000 people in Haiti this week may increase the likelihood of a future quake in Jamaica, according to seismologists who studied geological risks. So now they're rolling the dice. They got the carpet out there, laid their blanket out in the corner, got their army blanket out, and they're rolling the dice. And we should be looking forward to a future quake sometime soon in Jamaica when aftershocks subside in the coming weeks. Are they still having aftershocks? When aftershocks subside in the coming weeks, are they still having aftershocks? Most unusual. Haiti's prospects of another earthquake will plummet, while areas west along the same fault line will see increased seismic pressure, said Stuart Sipkin, a seismologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Golden, Colorado. It could take decades or a century for the pressure to rupture on the western edge of the fault in Jamaica. A similar quake flattened the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince 240 years ago, so long ago that most residents were unaware they were at risk. This works right into the international property codes, the international building codes. It works right into Agenda 21. Works right into green building and all of that. But we do need to bring this sort of stuff to the public's attention. It's been 240 years since they had such an earthquake. So long ago that most residents were unaware that they were at risk, said George Musson, who advises engineers on regional dangers for the British Geological Survey. That would be the BGS. The 1770 upheaval was part of a string of westward-moving temblors that culminated in Jamaica in 1907. Now, I wonder if the 1770 upheaval had anything to do with Alexander Levine Hamilton's coming to the colonies. I don't know. I think he came a little earlier than that. In Haiti, there's not been earthquakes in living memory. Now it's likely that the stress will be increased on the next segment along Musson, the agency's head of seismic hazards, said in a telephone interview. However, he added, quote, you are constantly surprised by earthquakes doing things that they're not supposed to do. Curious, isn't it? Curious. What do they have in the little magic box? Maybe something Israel has created that helps to hurry along an earthquake, another surprise unexpectedly, doing things they're not supposed to do. Haiti lies near the eastern end of a fault line between the North American and Caribbean tectonic plates, massive subterranean sections of the earth's crust that move at about the speed that a human fingernail grows, Sipkin said. Stuck together, when the two passing tectonic plates get stuck together, pressure builds until it is relieved through a violent movement of earth. I wonder if that's okay to say on prime time. It probably took about 20 to 30 seconds for the fault to break, said Kate Hutton, a seismologist at the Seismological Laboratory at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. People probably felt it for longer, Hutton said today in a telephone interview. People's perception of time slows down when they get really stressed. 20 seconds, 20 to 30 seconds. A magnitude 7 earthquake releases 30 times more energy than a magnitude 6 quake and 900 times more than one rated at 5, Hutton said. So you can understand that a magnitude 7 earthquake is an event, my friends. I remember as a very young person, young boy, when my parents did for a short period of time have a black and white TV, watching the big earthquake that visited Alaska. That was followed by a tsunami that wiped out several towns. I think Knik Arm in Anchorage went into the dust, and I can't remember the name of the fishing village that was subsumed under a great wall of water, but it caused tremendous damage in Alaska. When I was growing up there, magnitude 7 earthquake, 30 times more energy than a magnitude 6. Haiti's Red Cross said as many as 50,000 died in the magnitude 7 earthquake that struck Port-au-Prince on January the 12th, and a third of the city's buildings are destroyed, according to the United Nations. The final toll may top 100,000, giving the extent of destruction, said Erwin Redliner, director of the National Health Center, National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University Mailman School of Public Health. We've reported on that before. The Mailman School of Public Health. Probably got a letter or two for their girlfriends. Worst scenario? The Haiti earthquake was a worst-case scenario. A shallow rupture in the earth that ripped through a densely populated and poorly constructed city. It's totally not sustainable. We're going to need to have some sustainable redevelopment there, just as we experienced down in New Orleans, the Ninth Ward. It said Pedro de Alba, professor of civil engineering at the University of New Hampshire in Durham, if the break occurred deeper in the earth, much of the energy would have been absorbed by rock. A shallow earthquake is the worst possible kind. Pressure was building up for a long time, 240 years. That's a long time, that's for sure. D'Alba said that the probability of a future quake west along the fault line has increased, but to what extent we simply can't predict. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, with 78% of the country living on less than $2 a day, according to the World Bank. Pick that up on the other side, a little bit more to come on that, and then we'll go on to other issues.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio, OracleBroadcasting.com.
Forty Hal from Cordite Country here. If you are a part of the resistance and would like to market or promote your message with revolutionary apparel, then you need to check out GadstonTees.com. With Gadsden Tees, you won't be paying the high markup prices of Zazzle or Cafe Press, and you won't have to worry about scraping together the funds to order in bulk either. GadstonTees.com is owned and operated by a fellow patriot who has sponsored many patriotic events, including the Campaign for Liberty, Liberty candidate Adam Kokesh, and many more. At Gadsden Tees, we encourage you to shop around and compare prices, because we are confident in knowing that ours cannot be beat. We also like to encourage people to send in their very own artwork ideas. At Gadsden Tees, we include shipping in our prices, and when we say a shirt costs you $15, that shirt costs you $15. There are no hidden charges. So for all your revolutionary apparel needs, check out Gadsden Tees. GadstonTees.com, a true powerhouse in the quest for freedom and liberty.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, let's finish out this little article here because it's going to lead us into a minor or a brief discussion of Agenda 21 once again. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, with 78% of the country living on less than $2 a day, according to the Washington-based World Bank. Most of Haiti's buildings were built with unreinforced cement, according to the British Geological Survey, Mossan. Of course, from my vision, seeing on these videos that are out there, most of the construction in Port-au-Prince is made out of pipes and corrugated galvanized metal. And there is a little bit of concrete spilled around, but that is definitely in the minority position, not the majority. No rebar. In wealthier countries, masonry is held together with steel rods known as rebar, or reinforcing bar, Masson said. The pliable steel absorbs some of the movement of the earth and prevents brittle cement from crumbling and toppling. Port-au-Prince is on a 70-kilometer or 43-mile rupture zone extending from the epicenter to the west, Mossan said. While it's unlikely for another earthquake will occur in the zone once aftershocks subside. Aftershocks? Aftershocks are very important to understand in a post-earthquake environment. It continues to topple things unexpectedly. Anything outside the area is an open question, he said. And then it goes on and talks about a 1907 quake that killed 1,000 people in Kingston, Jamaica, and some other information. But that's all up on the web today. Before we go in and to look at what Southern Command is doing down there, let's go into this out of Agenda 21. It all ties in. It's all part of the agenda, if you will. And the whole idea, again, is the idea of promoting human settlement planning and management in disaster-prone areas. Promoting sustainable construction and industry activities, promoting human resource development and capacity building for human settlement developments. It's all about providing adequate shelter for all, the greatest good of the greatest number. There's your communitarian principle, to borrow a meme from Lark. Improving human settlement management. Promoting sustainable land use planning and management, promoting the integrated provision of environmental infrastructure, water, sanitation, drainage, and solid waste management, promoting sustainable energy and transport systems in human settlements. Do you live in a human settlement? All countries should adopt and or strengthen national shelter strategies. People should be protected by law against unfair eviction from their homes or lands. There's more here. Adopting and or adapting existing codes and regulations to facilitate their access to land, finance, and low-cost building materials, and by actively promoting the regularization and upgrading of informal settlements and urban slums as an expedient measure and pragmatic solution to the urban shelter deficit. Think Katrina. Think Narlands. The Ninth Ward, and now Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Dropping down a little bit further and just glancing at what I have here, underlined, highlighted, and so on, as we have. Here's a little bit out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7, Promoting Sustainable Human Developments, Human Settlement Developments, 728. Listen to this now. Memorize these words. Go back and get them off the archives. Transcribe them. Section 7.28, the objective. The objective is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use, so as to assure access to land to all households and, where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed lands. Particular attention should be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons. The encouragement of communally and collectively owned land, owned and managed land, the great collective. So there's a lot more to it, but we could go into that at another time, and we have. The whole idea is a disaster-resistant community is a sustainable community. And that's a FEMA tagline, by the way, in their hazard mitigation program, planning program. A lot can be learned from studying Agenda 21 when you look at the geopolitical scene. Another article off Bloomberg by Justin Bloom and Chris Dolmetz. I can see that news is dominating this hour. As we start out the day, I will also say that this should prove to be an economically busy week. There's tons and tons and tons of material announcements and reports coming on the economic calendar out of Washington, the District of Criminals, and Wall Street this week. More U.S. troops head for Haiti to boost security and deliver aid. Boosting security, the promotion of a safety cult, doing it all for the women, the children, and the indigenous people as they are. But the UN, they're told they believe in equal justice. The UN and the Haitian police don't care whether they're killing 7-year-old children or 5-year-old children, even 2 or 3 babies in their mom's arms. They don't care. They like headshots, though. They really do like that. It's not wounding someone. It's murder on the streets of Haiti. It's been that way for a while. January the 18th, Bloomberg, more U.S. troops are arriving in Haiti today as the American commander on the ground said that security must be improved to ensure that aid reaches survivors of last week's earthquake. Remember that they almost have a no-government situation. This is their capital. It's been leveled. The president's mansion is on the ground, apparently. The Capitol buildings are in shambles. Aristide is in absentia in South Africa someplace, and their local despot dictator propped up by the U.S. and the United Nations, he might be replaced. So maybe this is right, an expeditionary force. Maybe the United States is going to assert dominance in that area and protect the Panama Canal and the end of Cuba, Guantanamo Bay, from their new bases in Port-au-Prince. Well, it could happen. We need a safe and secure environment to be successful. Does that sound like environmentally safe and sound to you? A safe and secure environment to be successful. Who said it? No, not Al Gore. U.S. Southern Command Lieutenant General Ken Keene, who is overseeing the relief efforts, said on NBC's Meet the Press, there is increasing incidence of security, and we are going to have to deal with it as we go forward. Please, diagram that sentence, my friends. Apparently, Lieutenant General Ken Keene has about a 6th grade education, or at least he speaks informally when being interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press. Aid workers are battling a shortage of food, medical supplies, and street violence after the 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck on January the 12th, killing more than 100,000 people. Keene said on ABC's This Week, this guy's getting around, getting some airtime, FaceTime, an estimate that between 150,000 and 200,000 people may have been killed is, quote unquote, a starting point, a start point. The quake affected 3 million people and left 300,000 homeless in Port-au-Prince, according to the UN. If you've seen their homes, they were basically living in tin shanty camps anyway, but they would both certainly probably prefer to have their tin shanty camps with all of the stuff that they'd collected in them, as opposed to having the whole thing leveled. We're not talking about suburbs here, you know, at least not from what I've seen of the city. Keene said there are 1,000 troops currently on the ground in Haiti. A further 3,000 troops are working from ships docked off Haiti's coast, and 2 additional companies of the 82nd Airborne Division are arriving in addition to Marines aboard the USS Bataan, another Bataan March, and a Marine landing battalion, the American Forces Press Service said. A total of 7,500 U.S. personnel are scheduled to arrive by today, the U.S. Southern Command said in a statement. Of course, you can expect, and I've reported on this before, former President Bill Clinton visits Haiti today in a bid to accelerate international relief efforts for survivors of the earthquake that devastated the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation. The inability to get supplies to survivors in Port-au-Prince is frustrating Clinton. The UN, the United Nations, the UN Nations special envoy, the unspecial envoy for Haiti, said yesterday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who arrived yesterday to assess the destruction in the city of about 2 million people, acknowledged that people are losing patience as they await for assistance. Now, this is regurgitorium time, folks. We've heard it over now and over again. Losing patience means there's going to be more shootings. The UN and the American peacekeepers are going to be disarming and shooting people because they are losing their patience as they wait for assistance. U.S. troops have taken control of the capital's airport and are helping provide security for relief efforts. Security.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcast.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, we'll continue along this line. I can see that today is going to be a news hour more than anything else. Don't think we'll have time to get into our study of law. We'll pick it all up tomorrow. News allowing, of course, you know. This need for a safe and secure environment. Again, U.S. Southern Command Lieutenant General Ken Keene, brother. Yeah, a need to a safe and secure environment. Former President Bill Clinton talking about this idea that the inability to get supplies to the survivors in Port-au-Prince is frustrating. I'm sure Billy's just totally frustrated, isn't he? No doubt about it. Ban Ki-moon arrived yesterday to assess the destruction in the city of about 2 million people. Acknowledged that people are losing patience as they wait for assistance. Part of the problem with these socialist despot dictatorships anyway is they get people so completely and totally hopeless and dependent upon the systems and the handouts that even if they're only making a couple of bucks a day, they're still waiting for somebody to come and help them. Still waiting for Jesus, I suppose, unfortunately. But these people do seem to be at least a little bit more become vocal local types than most. Many have given their lives for this continuing quest to have a little bit of freedom, just a tad bit of freedom, please. Bad times ahead for them. Certainly been a lot of bad years for them in the past as well. Coordination will improve as we are better organized. Close quote. Ban would be Ban Ki-moon. Why don't we just say Ki-moon? We're talking about Clinton. We're not talking about Bill. So maybe we should use Ban. I don't know. Is Ban his last name? Ki-moon is his first name? Ki-moon? Ki-moon Ban? No, I think it's Ban Ki-moon. So Ban told a news conference in the Capitol, coordination will improve as we are better organized. Yeah. Deliveries are now being made in a more effective and efficient manner. Close quote. As many as 27 international teams involving more than 1,500 people, international teams, are taking part in search and rescue operations, he said. Damage to ports and roads is slowing efforts to bring in supplies. According to U.S. officials, deliveries should improve as search and rescue efforts come to a close. That's bad news, folks. That's bad news. The next step, caterpillars. Caterpillar tractors, earth movers, scrapers, loaders, dump trucks, bad news. As search and rescue efforts come to a close, Clinton said on ABC's, quote unquote, This Week program yesterday, food supplies. The World Food Program said it supplied 60,000 people with ready-to-eat food rations, that would be MREs probably, January the 16th, and planned to reach a similar number of people yesterday. 60,000 MREs yesterday, and the same today. The WFP, World Food Program, said it aims to feed about 2 million people when its emergency program is operating. Seems to me that Barry the Usurper said that the United States was going to pledge $100 million to this effort. I think they've probably exhausted the $100 million just getting the USS Vincent, other ships and things into position and the aircrafts and moving the Clintons and moving Ban Ki-moon. And, well, there went the $100 million. I guess there'll be time and money left maybe for a few happy meals. Japan may send as many as 80 self-defense forces, medical personnel, in addition to the 25-member medical team already dispatched to the Caribbean nation, a 25-member medical team with up to 200,000 people may be dead. How many injured out of 4 million people? 25-member medical team. Sounds like a box of Band-Aids to me, but better than nothing, I suppose. Chief Cabinet Secretary Hirofumi Hirano told reporters today in Tokyo, the authorities have buried 70,000 bodies in mass graves. I'll say that again. The authorities have buried 70,000 bodies in mass graves. Dig a hole, push them in, bury them. Agence France-Presse cited Carol Joseph, a governor minister, as saying yesterday, a state of emergency will be in force until the end of this month, he said. I would say it will be in force until the end of this century, if my guess is right. As many as 100,000 people may have died in the quake and its aftermath, John Andrus, deputy director of the Pan American Health Organization, said yesterday, quote, We really do not know the number, he said in a statement. I don't imagine they're counting the bodies that go into the holes. Looters draw fire. As if people weren't grieved enough and grieving continuously. And now we have looters drawing fire at a time when people are scrambling for any morsel of food or sip of water. Sergeant Rock, what do we do with all this ammunition we brought? And Sergeant Rock replies, use it. And they do. Violence in Haiti is impeding efforts to support the government and assist survivors, Keene said. Haitian police opened fire on looters yesterday, killing at least one, as hundreds of rioters grabbed produce in the Port-au-Prince market. That one's probably the same market they burned last time around. Haiti's police force was devastated by the earthquake, and their presence is limited, Keene said. Speaking on NBC, Keene said he wasn't sure how many U.S. troops would have to be deployed. I don't know how many it's going to take, he said. Close quote there. I don't know how many it's going to take. You see, we're in Afghanistan. We're in Iraq. We have 170 military bases around the world. We're shaking the war drums and flying the drones over Iran, but we don't know how many of our military it's going to take to secure Haiti, Port-au-Prince. Clinton plans to meet with Haiti's president, René Préval, today, according to a statement from his foundation. That would be Clinton's foundation down at his roots there. His wife, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that was just kind of rubbing it in Bill's face there when they mentioned that. His wife, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, met with Préval at Port-au-Prince Airport January the 16th. She probably didn't even deplane. Deplane! There also was an extraordinary amount of time devoted to try and dig through those buildings to try and find living and dead Bill Clinton, who is leading a private fundraising effort with former President George W. Bush. Old Poppy and Billy, you know, they came away from the tsunami over there in Malaysia. These guys are global travelers. They play golf all over the planet together. As that effort begins to wrap up, you hear that? As that effort begins to wrap up, digging through buildings trying to find living and dead, as that effort begins to wrap up, you will see the distribution of food, medicine, and water and basic care get better. Water essential. Delivering water is of the highest priority, the command said. Two purification units are operating in Haiti, and another four are scheduled to arrive today aboard the USS Bataan March. The U.S. military is working with the government to coordinate the landings of as many flights as possible into Port-au-Prince Airport. U.S. Air Force Colonel Buck Elton said yesterday the airport, which normally has three flights a day, handled more than 600 takeoffs and landings after the earthquake, he said. And, of course, these pilfering bandits have to be there. The American Red Cross set up a link between Haiti and neighboring Dominican Republic and is flying supplies into Santo Domingo and transporting them to Port-au-Prince, a journey that takes about 10 to 12 hours. They're probably bringing in handbags of items from Walmart on the back of donkeys. Anyway, a lack of water and electricity is preventing Haiti's main hospitals from functioning, and a temporary site for earthquake victims has been set up in tents on the UN's logistics base. Well, now they've got a logistics base, and it's overcrowded and no longer accepting patients, the Pan American Health Organization said. So you can set up a hospital, and immediately it's overflowed with people, and then it's closed to newcomers. Well, that just about covers the news for this morning. Lots more news to come. Mike Chambers is in the wings, warming up. Do stay tuned. I'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.